is the very famous Rambam, Hilchos Deos, about what's called Amida Beinonis, that when it comes to personality traits, a person shouldn't be extreme, but should try to balance out their traits. Of course, many people misunderstand this Rambam as referring to mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs or Talmud Torah or Tefillah, you shouldn't apply the Mida Beinonis standard. Some people say, I don't want to be too firm because I want to follow the Rambam's Mida Beinonis. I don't want to learn too much. I don't want to dive with too much kavanah. I'm afraid of burning out. The Rambam never applied Mida Beinonis to Torah mitzvahs. He applied Mida Beinonis to personality traits. Should you be happy all the time or melancholy and serious? In the middle. Should you spend all your money or be very frugal? In the middle. Should you be very garrulous or very introverted? In the middle. So the Rambam describes Mida Beinonis in terms of character configuration and modulation, not in terms of mitzvahs and religion. There are two exceptions, famously. One is anger and humility, or arrogance. Those are two traits you should be very, very careful to be extreme about, extremely humble and extremely forbearing and not angry. But in general, the Rambam speaks about the importance of the Mida Beinonis, the Shvil Hazav, the golden mean, to be balanced in all your character traits. Where does the Rambam get it from? One of his sources is this Mishnah in Avos Tzivnasan in the end of the 28th parak. The Mishnah says, it's similar to a person who's walking down a road. On one side of the road is heat. On the other side of the road, it's freezing. If he gets too close to the heated side of the road, he'll be incinerated or burned. If he gets too close to the cold side of the road, then he'll freeze to death. So you should walk in the middle to have a moderate temperature. Not too hot, not too cold. So it comes from this metaphor in the 28th parak of Avos Tzivnasan. This is one of the sources of the Rambam. He doesn't quote it in Hilchos Deos, but he refers to it. What is this metaphor and this source add, which the Rambam does not? So first of all, it suggests that the Mida Beinonis is not simply, in theory, a morally advisable path to take, but it reflects the balance in nature. The world around us is balanced. That's why people live in areas and climates generally that are balanced. Generally, most of the population, people live in Antarctica, people live in the North Pole, but generally people trend, my apologies to our Canadian friends, generally people trend to live in very temperate areas where it's not too hot, it's not too cold, because those are the places in this world in where nature is in greater sync and in greater balance, where you don't have to contend with the harsh forces of nature. So the attempt to find that middle road is not just some general moral calibration, but it's reflective of a harmony and a balance in nature. And by creating that harmony and balance in yourself, you're bringing yourself into a more natural space, a more natural place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for you. So it's not just in theory, you're sitting in some moral laboratory trying to improve yourself, but you're trying to get a greater harmonization and synchronization of your natural pH or your natural homeostasis by making your character balanced, not extreme or radicalized. Second of all, not just the image of heat or cold and the reference to climate and weather, but the sense of walking down a road is the second part of this metaphor. When you walk down a road, it's very hard to always remain in the center. There's variances, you wander a little left, a little right, even when you're driving. Hopefully you're paying attention to the road. Even when you're holding the steering wheel, you're moving the steering wheel in a constant sense of alignment and adjustment. So it reminds us that you're not always going to have this balance, especially when you're starting out down the road. It's trial and error. You're trying to build that balance. Sometimes in life you do want to make a turn one way or another. You don't always have to remain. It's not like the second you veer from the center median of the road, you'll freeze. If you stay veered from the center point for a while, for a duration, then you'll freeze. If you stay veered or deviant from the center point for a duration, you'll become incinerated. But there are moments you can veer to the left or veer to the right, as long as you then correct yourself by returning to the center point. So this is what the Rambam is based on, a very famous Rambam. It's unclear if there are any other sources. This is the clearest source in Chazal. But there are two additions by this metaphor. Number one, the metaphor of heat and cold, that suggests that moral calibration is not just important for moral success, because it harmonizes you with your own inner nature, just like the world is meant to be climactically temperate. Your body, your homeostasis, if your body reflects nature, you're meant to be temporally moderate personality-wise, you should be moderate and temperate. Number two, the sense of a road implies that you can veer from time to time as long as there's a correction. So this is a veer towards the world of Simcha. When we get to Av, we'll veer a little bit towards the world of sadness and mourning.